Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
So, the gang is back together.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You know, it's funny. It's been like 2 months. But we still are on track for a pod a month because the last pod we did was on July 2nd. So,
oh, look at that.
Yeah. So, it feels like forever, but we're on track for one a month.
Has it really been two months?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, July 2nd, so you pretty much wow. Month of July.
What did we even talk about that pod?
It was like
the Knicks.
Yeah, just like off-season NBA stuff, and you know that whole thing. Yeah, recapping the finals and yeah. So long journey. How's everyone's summer been?
Too quick. I feel the chill in the air tonight. I have to close the sliding door.
It is, and perfect timing. It is football weather out there.
Coincided for sure. But yeah. I'm gonna miss the heat.
Is this like a fake fall or?
I heard it's supposed to get back up in the 80s like next week. So we'll have second summer. Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm so done with August though.
Yeah,
like, I just hate this month. There's no sports on. Everything's dead. Everyone's away on vacation. You know, like everything's slow. I don't know. It's not for me, August.
No, I agree.
It's the Sunday of summer.
It really is.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, Yankees and Mets. I mean, we're not big baseball guys anyway, but Yankees and Mets are barely hanging on for dear life. You know, last wild card spots, that sort of thing. So, baseball has
which is crazy considering their talent, right?
I know. But yeah, they've been. I think the Mets were like the worst team in August, I think, and Yankees have just been kind of unwatchable. So, baseball's been tough, and then. You know, me with the horse racing, Saratoga, I can go on for days. The meet has been still a special place, but for the gambler, it's been pretty brutal for a list of reasons.
Why is that? I read a little bit about that. It's been like all favorites winning?
Yeah, it's a lot of chalk winning. It's a lot of, you know, the computer-assisted wagerers chiming into the, you know, a lot of the bets, ruining the odds. The will pays are terrible. They ran a race... at the wrong distance one day. It was like the last race on a Saturday, which you're like, they ran at the wrong distance. That's a huge factor because when you're handicapping horses, you're handicapping them by how far they can go, right?
Right.
So if you had a horse that, you know, would like a little more distance and that horse lost, you were fucked. And it was like the last race in a sequence where you needed to hit that race to hit a pick five or pick four, you know, which is essentially like a parlay.
Right. So, that's bullshit. They got to fit.
So there was that. And then, you know, if there's like any little bit of rain, they take them off the turf when horses like a soft surface. So I can go on for days about it, but So
I feel like it's like boxing is still probably corrupt as like all hell, but I feel like because it's gaining more popularity now with like mainstream a little bit, the horses that it's getting more corrupt. With like, with the betting,
yeah.
It's all controlled by some, group.
Yeah, it's there's just syndicates out there who just they're increasing the handle, and it's not good. Horse racing has a lot of problems, but so does baseball. So that's why this summer has just been brutal when it comes to sports because we haven't had much of anything. There's no Olympics this summer, right? So very happy that college football. Which we'll cover on this pod and then NFL on the next one. Football's back, baby.
It's here.
But real quick, before we get into it, what's everyone... I mean, we talk daily pretty much, but like, what has everyone been doing this summer? Juice. How about you? You're going to be looking like Adam soon.
So some of it's pretty good. I'll agree with that sentiment. It's going by really fast. But in July, I went to Bermuda on a cruise.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got to go with my siblings and my nephew, and that was a blast. And the best part of it, when I came back to work, I was telling my boss, is, like, not having a cell phone is amazing. Like, my cell phone was basically just a camera. Like, nobody could call it, you know what I mean? And I didn't and I chose, you know, we didn't do the internet thing. And actually, I yelled at my brother because we got to Bermuda, like, on the second or third day, we went to a museum, and in the museum, it was like, oh, scan the QR code for free Wi-Fi. And of course, he couldn't help himself. So he does it. and the first thing that comes up is like, Justin Fields goes down. He's carted off the field, which we know ended up being like his fake death.
Right.
Like they reported it like he died. But and then the second thing, he's like, oh, no, oh, no. Hulk Hogan died.
Yeah.
And I was like, shut that off and do not turn it back on. You see what you did? But yeah,
your brother killed Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he turned on the internet
from the ocean. From the ocean. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Even like watching movies, like they played like Twisters, right? Which is probably not a good movie, but and like Back to the Future One Night. But it was awesome. Just like you're dialed in, you know, you have no phone, no nothing to distract you. I don't know. Not having a phone and nobody being able to just reach you at any moment is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. I could see shouts to the Don, by the way. I could see, you know, he needs his updates, right? Injury.
Yeah.
Updates and free, you know,
but he was pretty good. Other than that, he was pretty good. He didn't give in.
Nice. Paul, I know you did your Cape May thing.
Yeah, it went quick. There's been something going on like every weekend, either weddings, beach, birthdays. So, yeah, it's been good. The weather, perfect, nice and hot for me. So, a lot of pina coladas. And
there you go.
Yeah, having a good time, for sure.
Yeah, having a party. And then
having
Adam,
a party.
Adam, I know you you had a nice little Florida getaway. And
yeah, so we did South Beach for 5 days, which is probably my longest vacation in 15 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, usually I do two or three days, but we had the baby, so we extended it a little bit. But I think my daughter thinks she's Donatella Versace. Like every weekend, she's just like, Daddy, let's go to Miami. I'm like, how about we go to the park? Maybe the playground. And then tonight, Mariella went to Tratta on the River in Piermont. I don't know if you guys have been there, but it looks like fucking Greece.
The Greek spot, yeah.
Yeah, so they got a burlesque night, and Francesca comes up to me. She goes, Daddy, I'm going for girls' night. You're not invited. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I didn't want to go anyway.
Nice.
That's too funny.
That's great. Yeah, she's a pit, man. You're also fucked.
That's amazing.
Nice. And yeah, and I just came back California 10 days.
Catalina.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It felt like you were gone for a while.
Oh, dude.
It did.
You know what's funny? It did feel like we were, you know, everyone's like, you know, when you go on a vacation, it's like, oh, it went so fast. Okay. Nah, it did really feel like we were there forever. But it was a great trip. I mean, yeah, Katie and I, for our 10 year anniversary, we got away to Catalina. And there really is a Catalina wine mixer, by the way.
I love it.
When is it?
Believe it or not, it falls on Katie's birthday.
Oh, wow.
It's May 30th and 31st. Hilarious. So maybe one year we'll have to hit it up. But Catalina's beautiful, man. I mean, you saw some of the pics I put up. It looked like
Morocco. Not Mykonos. The one in, where do they have that
Monaco,
race?
You're thinking.
Monaco. Yeah, Monaco. Yeah.
South of France or Italy. Yeah, it has like that sort of vibe to it. It's a cool
place. I can see like James Bond with an Aston Martin like driving through that town.
Yeah, and there's not that many cars. There's like a waiting list of like 20 years before you can like get a car.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts because most of the island's remote. Like where we were at, you know, there's like restaurants, hotels, gift shops, all that. But most of the island is pretty remote. Matter of fact, there's 80 to 100 bison that live on the island. Because the Wrigley family, they bought it in the early 19th century and they're filming a movie, so they brought all these bison on the island. It's kind of like a unique thing about it. Didn't see one, unfortunately, but But yeah, that was cool. And then, you know, in California, went to Disneyland. That was great for Gigi. And then, yeah, just good to hang at the beach and see family.
Was it super crowded, Catalina, or no?
Pretty crowded. Yeah. They have a cool like beach club there and a lot of history. Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good. So
exclusive.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful place. California, just in general, the weather's amazing. It's just a beautiful place in general. It just sucks that, you know, all the, you know, homeless and the traffic and the cost of living, and it's insane. It's a shame because it is such a beautiful place. But nonetheless, it was a good trip. So, and then got to the Jersey Shore, like Paul, this summer. Yep. So yeah, good summer, right? But
hell yeah,
now it's time for football, back to school. So
prime time. Oh wait, is Gigi starting kindergarten?
Yeah, Gigi's starting kindergarten. So same school. So it won't be much different than the usual.
Oh, that's
next
good.
Next year, first grade. That'll be a different school. So that would be a big change. But yeah, we'll cross that bridge obviously when we get there. But yeah. So we got to get into this. Will be the college football preview pod. Good amount to discuss here. We already had week zero, as they call it, with Farmageddon, the Iowa State Kansas State game. I watched like a little bit of it. That's all I watched. I mean, I was kind of busy.
We
were seeing family.
Like, it started at 12, right? I think I had to go somewhere, but I watched like the first quarter. I couldn't get into it really. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like in Ireland and. I don't know. It's two Big 12 teams. Big 12's like whatever. You know, I'm not that crazy about it.
It was a great game. I had it on in the background.
I was just about to say. I was just about to say, Juice, like it was like a really good game actually. I watched like the last like 10 minutes and it was pretty exciting. So but that was it, right? And then what? Hawaii beat Stanford. UNLV beat someone, I don't know.
Idaho State.
Yeah, week 0, I just don't get it. Like I don't get the point of it, but it's like four or five games.
They got to add a couple more good games for that week.
Yeah, for sure. It to be appealing. Absolutely.
Because like, at least it's at before least NFL. Big. So like you have like that 2 week window where there's no NFL games. Like take advantage. Get the hype going. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But this weekend, week one, should be a banger. I think we have like the game of the year already. Like,
big time.
Big noon Saturday, Texas at Ohio State. I mean, this could be a championship preview. It's
let me tell you something. Arch Manning is a Manning for sure. I don't know if you guys have heard him in like interviews and stuff like that, but I heard this guy open his mouth. I was like, he was Peyton, my favorite uncle, Eli. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Like, Do they clone these guys?
It's like they lock him in a house and he's not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just watching like film. He's never spoken to anybody in his life except for the Mannings at Thanksgiving about football. So, well, you know, if I'm looking for advice on this and that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is there
any more in the pipeline? I'm sure there's got to be a few. Or is that it?
I'm guessing they produce them in a lab, so I think there's probably a few more coming.
Well, yeah.
I think Eli's got a son.
Eli, I think, has a son. And then does Peyton, I mean, he has kids, but I don't know. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
I'd be worried about Eli's kid. You guys ever see the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
No.
I think there might be some of that going on with Eli.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, that's going to be a great game. It sucks that it's like noon on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what do you think about it being at noon?
I don't get it. Like, why isn't that at minimum 3:30? It should be like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because all right. So you got Catholics versus convicts. That's Sunday night. Sunday night. That maybe that slot it should have been, but that's going to be an amazing game. So probably Saturday night would have been ideal, but
I don't know I think Saturday night is LSU and Clemson.
LSU at Clemson, which is Tigers versus Tigers. Death Valley.
Yeah, it's don't they both top 10 teams?
Don't they both claim Death Valley as their home field?
And they're both, it's weird. That is, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? They're both Tigers. They both claim, you know, their home field is Death Valley. So
I think LSU is going to get rolled.
Oh yeah, my opinion. Has Brian Kelly? He hasn't won an opening game yet, right?
Yeah, he never, I think like 55.
He never did well in Clemson with Notre Dame. They always would choke there all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, and everyone's picking anointing Clemson. We'll get to that in a minute, but yeah, that's going to be a banger. That's Saturday night. Friday night, I don't think is there a good game Friday night or Thursday night?
Thursday's Boise.
What's that, Adam?
Boise State plays Thursday, I think.
Okay. Yeah, South Florida.
Yeah. And they're going to
5:30 p.m.
What? That's Thursday night? Weird.
Thursday at 5:30. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's Pacific time though.
No, it's in Florida.
Oh, that's bizarre.
That might be a tricky one.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. It just I don't know, but it's at 5:30.
Yeah. But and then Monday night we get the lone game of TCU at North Carolina. Our boy Billy Belichick debut. So
how many wins? UNC.
A standalone. Oh man.
What's their over under? I feel like they're not good. So 4 or 5.
I was gonna say 6.5, but that's probably a reach, right?
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, look
it's
it
up. It's gonna take them. I don't think they really got a good quarterback. I don't think they have a lot of talent.
Probably not.
They're over under 7.5.
Wow, 7.5.
Oh hell no. I'll take the under.
I'm going over.
Wow, I gotta look.
ACC is pretty deep this year too. I don't like that. I feel like that's like everyone assuming that Belichick's gonna get wins out of them.
I believe in Bill.
Oh jeez.
I'm looking up their schedule. Belly. Here. So,
I'm sure they got cupcakes in there too.
Well, so. They do host Clemson. That's probably an L. They go to Syracuse. That's not going to be easy. Yeah, I don't know. The
Georgia
ACC.
Tech, yeah.
I don't know. We'll
see. They don't play like FSU, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Miami.
No, they don't play any of those. But they play some really tough ones. Yeah. So we'll see. I literally have no idea how they're going to be. Pine, we'll have to ask Pine on the NFL pod, right? He's a UNC guy.
With Belichick, you don't hear anything about football with him. It's all about his girlfriend,
exactly,
or fiance, whatever. You don't hear about like, oh, they got this recruit,
right?
Practices are going good, whatever. It's all
Who knows? That may be by design.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Like, if they talk about, but I did see a clip where they're filming a documentary about this season. So all going to be on. Yeah, they're going to be on camera.
I'm shocked he agreed to that, but yeah, he wants all the publicity now.
I think what it is he's running that program. I mean, college is like pro sports. You pay all the athletes to get paid, right? So he's just going to promise all of them, hey, listen, we're going to pay you, and I'm going to get you ready for the next level. So I think they're going to be good fast. I don't know if they're going to be good this year, but I think they'll be good very fast.
Yeah. I could see it. I mean, he is, let's be honest, arguably the greatest NFL head coach of all time. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I saw something weird. Him and his girlfriend trademarked the word, the term gold digger.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's starting like a jewelry and I think it's a keychain line or something. They're making like bracelets and trinkets. And it's called Gold Digger. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah. So that should be fun. What's another good game? I'm trying to think on Saturday. Oh, Cuse, Tennessee from Atlanta.
Cuse is going to win.
That's a really good game. And it's funny. It's at like a neutral field. Like, how did that happen?
Atlanta, yeah.
Was that Fran maybe? Because he used to be a coach at Georgia? Like, how'd that get worked out? It's so random.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, it is weird.
But that's also
that's at
noon.
12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's also at noon. The two best games are at noon. I mean, and then you have the night game. I don't know what the middle games are. I don't think there's anything really.
Florida State, Bama.
Is Florida State going to be? I mean, they were so bad last year.
They had that quarterback from Boston College who was, like, talking shit about Bama.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so, he's intrigued. Like, yeah, I'll be fine. He's like, Saban isn't there anymore, so.
Yeah.
But they're favored by 14, Bama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And Kalen DeBoer, this is kind of like a do-or-die season, right? If they don't make the playoff, I gotta think he's gone, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they even bother giving him another year? I mean,
no, he's out of there.
No, they'll be gone. He'll be gone.
Yeah, I mean, what a tough gig trying to succeed.
That quick?
Yeah, Bama fans are nuts. Like, they're gonna be spoiled forever because Saban.
Yeah.
It's like the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah,
tough job.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah,
Long Island is playing at Florida.
What? Like, yeah. Like LIU?
LIU. Because I saw a thing on Twitter and it was like the team pictures. It showed Florida and they had like 90 kids and it's like all the staff behind them, right? Like they took a picture of the teams in the stands and the LIU. It was like 30 kids with like a water boy. It looked hilarious. But,
oh my God.
I didn't even know they had a football team. I didn't know they were D1. I think they just got bumped up like a year ago.
That is crazy. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good
luck. LIU at Brook. Yeah. It's not. There's not even a spread.
Oh God. Yeah. It's funny how that works. Week one, like some of like the top teams, they have like piece of cake, and then you have, you know, Texas has to go into the horseshoe and play Ohio State. Like, okay. Yeah. Great. Thanks. So, with that being said, we should probably each go, you know, hopefully you guys came prepared. Each go through, and we don't have to go through like the seeding or anything like that. Just the top 12 teams you see making the playoff this year.
Okay.
Paul, you want to go first?
Yeah, start it off. Penn State.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to give a little description here or just kind of keep it moving?
Well, Penn State, I think, is a given. I mean, I think I see a lot of people picking them to win the title.
Yeah, I think they're going to run through the Big Ten. But, you know,
Franklin.
Really hitching your wagon to James Franklin. Doesn't seem too smart. But
Speaking of do or die.
Yeah, like, they were so close. I thought they outplayed Notre Dame last year. I think they should have won. Like, they're really good. Their whole team is basically coming back. Obviously, Carter's not there, but they got a lot of transfers. Aller, I think, will be improved.
Yep.
So, yeah. Them, Clemson, I think Klubnik takes a huge step up.
Yep.
Texas, you know, Manning, obviously, talent. LSU, Nussmeier. Georgia, I'm not really settled on that quarterback, Bennett, but the rest of the, like, roster is absolutely loaded. You can't go against them. Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman, is he a freshman quarterback? I know he's a first-time starter.
He sat last year, but yeah, so I guess what would that make him?
Redshirt freshman.
How's that work?
Yeah,
yeah.
But he's never started, so like that's it. Like, I think we'll know pretty quickly if he's legit. Then, you know, they have Jeremiah Smith. Like, they still got the running backs. Yep. You know, they'll be beast. Notre Dame for me and Juice.
Yep.
Alabama. Miami, I kind of hesitated with them, but like their schedule's not very tough outside of Notre Dame and Clemson.
Right.
Oregon, and I don't know about this one, Kansas State.
Already 0-1. Already 0-1.
I know they lost, but I feel like with the father fighting the son in the parking lot.
We have to talk about that. What the?
It's gonna be like a storyline all year, and it's gonna show at the end of the year. You're gonna be like, oh, look how far you guys came. They're very good, but we'll see. And then Boise.
Yeah, Boise's, you know, Genty gone, but they're still stacked. Yeah, can we talk about that? I totally forgot about that. So that's Avery Johnson's dad and brother?
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not Avery Johnson.
No.
Not the quarterback?
No. It's the quarterback's father.
Yeah.
Wait, so who?
And brother.
Right, Avery John, what's his face? The kid with the guy with the long
hair.
Yeah,
that's the quarterback. No, I thought you were talking about the point guard.
Oh no, don't they have the same?
Like, yeah,
name?
There's no relation.
No, don't they have the same name, Avery?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, Avery John. Yeah, because I remember Adam. You loved him last year.
Yeah, like, better than the Heisman.
Yeah, that was your guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was black.
Yeah, he's light skinned.
Yeah, very. Because his dad and brother clearly are like black, but yeah, they were fighting in like a puddle, like in the parking lot. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
That was bad.
I feel like that's going to be with them all year and it's going to kind of
spark
like,
something.
Rile them up, the quarterback. Yeah, I don't know. That was just my.
Yeah.
It was hard picking at the end, the last couple of teams. I couldn't really.
It's tough. Wait, so I should have kept track there. So how many, because last year there were three SEC, four Big Ten, two ACC, one Big 12, one Independent, one Mountain West.
I think I have four SEC.
And yeah, three Big Ten.
Yeah, Penn State, Oregon. Yeah, two.
You had Penn State,
three.
Oregon, Ohio State.
Yeah, sorry, three. Three, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, and you had four SEC. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I all right, we'll get to mine next, but who wants to go, or we'll get to mine eventually. Who wants to go next?
I could run through mine real quick.
Okay, cool.
I got Clemson. I think everyone's going to have Clemson.
Yeah.
Love the quarterback. Penn State. A lot of the same as Paul, actually. So I got Penn State. I think Texas loses on Sunday, but I think they get in.
Yeah.
Also, I think 12 is too many. We could talk about that later.
Yeah.
Notre Dame. Alabama. Oregon. And I don't think I heard Paul say Oregon.
No, Ohio State.
I got Oregon, but like, yeah, at the end.
We're all going to have a lot similar.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ohio State. Georgia, Miami, Florida, Texas Tech, LSU. Okay. I got LSU sneaking in. And then Boise State I had to pick because, like you guys said, they're loaded. Yeah, those are my 12.
Yeah, there's really like those like what conference is Boise State again? The Mountain West.
Yeah.
Who else are you taking?
Yeah, there's the American Conference.
They're ranked. Yeah. So, yeah.
There's the American Conference. I'll go next. I mean, I have a lot of the same. So, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina.
Ooh, I almost
like that.
Because they got screwed last year. Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the quarterback's a stud. Like, he might be.
Yeah, they got Underwood, right? Is that his name? Underwood or whatever?
Underwood,
yeah. He's a top recruit. Their defense is
right?
What's that? Yeah.
Two freshmen.
$10 million NIL.
Yeah. Yeah. Portnoy was part of that. The defense is back. I mean, it's going to be really good again. They're tough. They're well coached. Their schedule is not that bad. I don't know. They're the 14th seed. So, like, I don't know. I see them getting in. Oregon's schedule is pretty light. So that's four Big Ten teams. Miami, Clemson. Utah is my Big 12 team. I don't know why.
Is that guy still the quarterback?
Oh,
I hope so.
Oh my god!
What is this like?
Ryzen.
Yeah, Cam Ryzen. Is this like his 15th year?
I hate that guy so much.
I don't know about Utah. They're just always. I don't know. They're always solid. I was looking at their schedule. I think it's either them, Texas Tech, or Boise. Yeah. But I don't know. I just want it to be
different. Cam Rising is like Michael fucking Myers, man. Yeah. You got to cut his head off.
Notre Dame. And I went UNLV for
they struggled for
the Mountain West. I know. They barely won, but I still think they're good. I thought they were really good last year. I just want to be different. Boise can easily get back in there. I just want it to be different. So yeah.
Yeah, UNLV, I think they got the quarterback from Michigan. Transfer, I think.
I don't know.
Like one of the backups.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ojari. They had a lot of hype. But then when I looked at the score, I'm like, what the hell?
I know. They barely won. Hawaii.
Idaho State.
I know. Hawaii barely beat Stanford, too. It was all tight games, actually, in week zero.
Yeah. It's tough to tell. You never know.
Yeah. So I went three SEC, four Big Ten, two ACC, one Big 12. One Independent, one Mountain West. I don't know. That's what it was last year. So I'm just going. I feel like they're going to. It's going to flip. It's either going to be four SEC or three big. You know what I mean? Those are the two big conferences. So, yeah. Juice.
I got, a lot of the same.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Clemson. I have Oregon in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. I think they'll probably be. Out really early in the tournament. LSU, I have Arizona State.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, I wanted to throw a little different something in there.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a spot for Michigan. I couldn't. So I have Miami, South Carolina, because the quarterback.
Yes, sir.
And rounding it out is Boise State.
Okay.
Although that Boise State pick is not because I think they're good. I think Genty was the whole offense. If you watched, like, all they did was run plays for Gentes. The quarterback can't throw. So I don't know. I just, our old CFO is from Idaho.
Yeah, I know you're kind of a fan.
We have a hospital in Idaho. So I was like, all right, boys need this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they very well could. I was just trying to be different. I feel like it could be Boise. I heard James Madison is actually not that bad, but that could be another sneaky one. And then, wait, one of you guys had someone else, didn't you? Oh, no, it was three Boise and then me with UNLV for the Mountain West.
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. They call it the, what do they call it? The something five, not the power five. Oh, there's like a name for it.
Yeah, there's, it's like GC5 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
something weird like that. All right, now our champion, Paul. Who's your champion?
I got the Irish.
Wow, they do it, huh?
No, I don't. Nah, I'm not confident in their quarterback. I'm gonna go with Penn State. I'm gonna stick with them.
All right,
I think they're the best team.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time they won it? They won it like what, 88 or something?
Kerry Collins? Did they win it with him?
I don't know if they ever won it with him. Hold on.
Love Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter, those guys.
When did
Curtis Enos? What was it? Those guys.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Penn State championships. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, 94, no?
Not 82 and 86.
That's the last. So yeah. They didn't win it with Kerry Collins, no?
No, they were probably really good. They're the quintessential always a bridesmaid, never a bride, or whatever the saying is. Like,
why do I feel like they were like undefeated and unbeatable?
They were
like,
really
dominant.
Good in the 90s. I was actually kind of like a like a fan for a couple of years just because, I don't know, I just liked Penn State.
Yeah.
But, nah, they haven't won a title since the 80s, so it's been like...
Yeah, they definitely had like a cult following.
Yeah, oh, big...
Yeah, time. I mean...
for obvious reasons.
I don't like Penn State at all. I despise them, but Franklin, But I think they have the best team.
They kind of have... I mean, he has to at least, at minimum, make the title, right? Or maybe maybe the top four, at least, but...
But I think Aller, he's got to step up. Like, he has all this potential, but I haven't seen it yet. He's got to make it click.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So, a lot of pressure there. So, we'll see. Adam, who's your champion?
Clemson over Texas. I know you had said that a lot of people are high on Clemson. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I like the quarterback, too, a lot. I think they're going to be good.
Klubnik.
Yeah, I like him.
I mean, yeah, they've you know, been good recently. You know, Dabo, obviously.
He's got that look of like a movie varsity quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? When you look at him, I'm like, this guy could be in the movies. Like Joe Kane.
Absolutely. You know? And their schedule is not crazy. I mean, they play LSU. They play South Carolina. That's actually going to be really – that's like the last game this season.
Also, Brandon Jacobs' son. I don't know how involved he's going to be with that team. But he might be the biggest human being I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's a monster.
Oh, he's on their team?
Have you seen the video of him?
He makes like Brandon look like...
Yeah, he makes Brandon Jacobs look like a dwarf.
Jesus. Okay.
When I saw the burger, he's probably like... He looks like he's... In the video, it looks like he's 6'9", 500 pounds.
I have to look at that. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
But yeah, they play Cuse. I had someone tell me Georgia Tech might be sneaky good, but I mean...
I've heard that. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, SMU they play. I don't know. I can't believe...
SMU's good.
I can't believe SMU made the playoff last year. Like, they got crushed, obviously, but
I bet on them.
Yeah,
in that game.
Yeah, I forget what I did. That was against Penn State, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah, that quarterback got sacked like 1,000 times. Yeah. God, I didn't come prepared for this one, so I'm just gonna kind of pick right now. I'm gonna say. Oh man. This is so hard. Juice, do you have yours ready? I don't think I'm ready.
Yeah, I have, I don't know. The three top teams, I think, are going to be Texas, Penn State, and Clemson. So I definitely have Texas in the national championship, and I was trying to pick between the two. I'm going to say Clemson.
Okay.
And that'll be a very orange-colored championship game, but I got Texas over Clemson.
Yeah, you know, so I think Texas is going to lose at the horseshoe. I think Ohio State wins, but I think Texas wins out and beats them in the championship. So I'm going to say Texas. I don't feel great. I don't feel great about it, but
runs the gauntlet in the SEC.
I know. I'm bugging, aren't I?
That's tough. If they
but,
do that.
But they're going to get. They're get. But they'll get in with two losses. No,
100%. Maybe even three.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like they could probably afford one loss in there, and then just get in the playoff. And Arch, you know, he's either special or just good. Right. I don't think there's any chance he could be bad. Right. Is there any chance he's going to be like a bust?
No.
Like
they're returning like 18 guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
They literally can start like 2 and 3. Right. Win out. They'd get in. They're not leaving him out. Like,
right.
Oh, shucks. No, Uncle Peyton could be so mad at that last
and I think Sark. I like Sark. I think he's a good coach. Like he takes chances, but you know you kind of want that.
He's got to get back on the bottle. He's better on the.
Why do all these coaches suck at USC? Sark, can you say USC? I'm like, this guy's awful.
Yeah, we got to talk about USC. I don't know. I just don't. Supposedly they hired a new strength and conditioning staff or something because they need to get tougher. But
they took the Notre Dame like head of recruiting.
Oh, they did. Off.
Yeah, last year, but like whatever. Notre Dame is doing better without him, so I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
But USC has like really top recruiting class. I think for next year.
Yes. I had two people tell me that when I was in California. Two USC fans. Shouts to Billy. Shouts to Rich.
How hard could it be to recruit at USC? You got Lincoln Riley. You're in Southern California. The weather's perfect. You got the Samoan pipeline right there in Hawaii. Like, dude, they should fucking win this. They should win every year.
Well, they do always have talented players, right?
That's true.
They do. You know, the draft. You see a lot of USC players.
Yes, that's a good point. Actually,
it's just about them. Yeah, they need to get tougher. I mean, the travel to the East Coast now is hard.
The Big Ten is not good for them.
Right. So their quarterback was Maiva or something. I guess he started the last few games last year. I don't even know what happened to Miller Moss. Does anyone know where he is?
Did he transfer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not there. I don't know what happened. Let me see. These guys bounce around so
much.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up sometimes, Miller
Moss. But like when they were in the Pac-12, call it whatever. They were very they were like a fast break NBA team, right? Like kind of soft, right?
Yeah.
Like skilled players, they weren't tough. Like
yeah, finesse.
That doesn't fly in the Big Ten. Like they recruit for like that up and down style. It's tough because their home games, like you're playing in this beautiful like weather, and then you go to Wisconsin for 10 degrees. So it's like, what are you recruiting for? It's tough. You have to have like a balance and. Like you can't be switching identities every game is what I'm saying. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's what made
they struggle. I think they struggle with that.
That's what made this whole thing interesting is you took the Pac-10, which is like high flying offense and finesse and you know the weather's nice, and then you mix it with the Big Ten, which is like cold weather, ground and pound, you know.
Yeah.
Complete opposite. So yeah, it's tough. Miller Moss you'll never guess where he is. I'll give you a hint. He lit them up 2 years ago. In a bowl game.
Oh,
It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. Let's see. Churchill Downs is there.
He's at Louisville?
Yes. Yep.
Is he the starter?
I think so.
Oh wow!
I just looked it up. He's Louisville. He played them. What was the name of the bowl game? I don't know. It was 2 years ago. It was Caleb's last year, but they had Miller Moss start, and he like lit them up. It was like in San Diego or whatever.
And okay. I remember. Yeah. Like
so, they must have been like, all right, we'll grab that guy.
What is he? A junior? Sophomore?
He's a senior.
Oh, senior.
Yeah. L.A. kid went to the Midwest or South, whatever you want to call Louisville. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
I think Lincoln Riley, if they don't have a good year, he's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah, so that should be interesting. All right. So Paul, you're going with Penn State. Adam, you're going with
Clemson.
I'm going with Texas, and Juice is going with Clemson as well. Right, Juice?
Texas.
Or he picked Texas too.
Texas forever.
Okay, so we're both, yeah, hook 'em. All right, so we're both on Texas. Hook 'em horns. All right, let's do Heisman. Who's winning the Heisman? Paul.
I liked them last year. Very good offense again. And I like what I saw that on the Netflix show, Nussmeier.
LSU. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like watching him, like behind the scenes, he seems like a really good dude. And he knows coming back this year, he's really got to step up, like to get a top pick. And I don't know, Kelly, he can still coach offense, so we'll see. That's my guy this year.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone have more pressure than Brian Kelly and LSU? I mean, we're talking about USC, but. Who's more on the hot seat? Is it Riley, Franklin, or Kelly of those three? Or DeBoer?
Kelly.
Dude, I think Kelly. DeBoer.
DeBoer is probably number one.
I'd say Kelly only because he's been there longer. And those fans, I mean, Bama fans are crazy too. But I feel like they're just like itching to get rid of Kelly, those fans. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, especially if they lose that first game, which I think they will.
Yeah. I just don't think the fan base likes him.
Yeah. What were you saying, Adam?
I miss the old coach.
Oh, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I just saw him. He was recently. Who was he with? Oh, you know who he was with? Paul, remember that we watched that interview, that dude who interviewed like Jadakiss? Oh, God, who is he? Remember we watched that video at my house?
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah. Freeland or whatever? He's like some skinny Jewish kid. Hold on. What's his name? Ed Orgeron.
He had a weird fall off. Wins the title, then becomes like a partier at like resorts in Mexico. All we see was clips of him with his shirt off, hitting on like college girls.
Oh yeah, so Adam Freeland. Yeah, he was. He did an interview. Oh, it was on Part of My Take. I don't know. It was like some random thing, but yeah, I don't know what he's up to these days, quite honestly. So,
he's living the dream. Yeah.
So, all right, good. So Nussmeier. Okay. Adam.
I'm going to give you. Okay. So, I got a a top end option, I got a mid option, and I got a longer shot.
All right. Cool.
So, Cade, I got it at 9-1 from Clemson.
Okay.
Sellers, 18-1.
I like that.
And then last but not least, you're going to really like this one. Jeremiah Love at 30-1 if it's a non-quarterback.
Oh, hell yeah. My guy.
30-1.
Wow.
He should be higher.
So I like those three if I was going to bet on the Heisman. I'm going to bet on one of those guys, probably Sellers.
He's the best running back in the country. So
yeah, easily.
30-1 is like a, you know, that's a gift.
Jeremiah Love, you said? Oh, yeah, he's the running back. He's the Irish running back.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's filthy. Okay. So he's 30-1 right now?
So he's 30-1, Sellers is 18-1, and then Cade is 9-1. So I'm like, all right, that's you know, a top end guy, a mid range guy, and then a longer shot.
Okay, I like it. It sucks. we can't do this in New York, Paul.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
It makes no sense. Like, why can't we bet the Heisman winner?
Came through the NFL MVP. How does that?
Oh yeah, yeah. It doesn't make sense. Okay, I like it. Who was your top? The shortest odds?
Cade Klubnik, 9-1.
Oh, Klubnik. Okay, 9-1. That's good odds. Nice. Okay, I'm going. Listen, if I'm going on, you know, championship Texas, you got to think Arch is leading them. So I'm just going to go Arch. It's chalk. Yeah. It's boring. What are his odds, Adam?
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Yeah, it's probably not bettable.
Yeah, he's got the name advantage. So
I think you're all nuts. It's going to be Arch Manning. He's a Manning.
Oh,
He's Eli's nephew.
So take it to the bank. Like it's a lock, Juice.
It's a lock. It's a lock.
If they win the title, Manning. Yeah. I mean, it's probably because of him. And
He is the favorite. He's 7-1.
Oh, that's still pretty good. That's really good.
Yeah, I would take that.
Yeah, 7-1. Wow. Awesome. What's Jeremiah Smith at?
11.
11-1. Okay.
Nussmeier is 9-1.
Aspire 9-1. Wow, so 7-1. Yeah, that's those are good. Those are good. Is there anyone we're leaving? What's his face? Went to Miami.
Back. 18-1. Same as Sellers.
18-1. Okay.
Also, Drew Aller.
Oh yeah, what's he at?
18-1.
18-1 as well. Okay. And then you still got the. What do we think about Nebraska? You got the Mahomes clone over there. What's his name?
Loyola.
Yeah.
How about 65-1?
65-1?
65-1 for Rayola.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hearing some things about Nebraska. I don't know. I looked at their schedule. It's kind of tough. I'll believe it when I see it. They haven't been good in like 30-something years. So
Miller Boss, 50-1.
50-1. Let's go.
50-1. Why not? Why not us?
Make Nebraska mediocre again.
Yeah. What did Portnoy say? Make them mediocre. Nice. All right. Cool. Anything else before we?
Nebraska's coach is Matt Rhule still.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there.
All right.
Yeah, I think they won six games last year.
Maybe he's good.
I could see if they had a winning record and missed the playoffs, or if they make the playoffs, an NFL team just like knocking on, you know what I mean, like blowing him up.
Yeah,
but he already got that pew. Didn't Carolina give him $80 million or $70 million or something crazy?
Oh right. Yeah, I forgot what happened there.
I think he's perfect for college. I think I don't think he can rally pros the way he motivates and gets over in a body. He's kind of like a preacher when he gets up there.
Yeah, some guys are college guys, some guys are pro guys, and that's it. You know. Kind of like Saban, right? Saban tried NFL and didn't really work out.
I keep hearing his name, like maybe he'll come back. You think he'll ever come back? Or he's done?
College or NFL?
He's done.
College. He's done.
I think he's done. I think he likes I think he likes doing TV and commercials and stuff. So, speaking of TV, what's this whole... So Barstool now is involved with Fox, right?
Is it Barstool or just Portnoy?
Oh, is it just Portnoy?
Like, I don't know if it's going to be like a mix-mash of Barstool personalities,
right.
Or
right.
Is it just like Portnoy?
Because who else would it be? Portnoy or Big Cat or Brandon Walker, right? Those are the those are the biggest. Or Rico Bosco. Like, I don't think so. It's probably
like,
just Portnoy.
I don't think there's going to be like Barstool logos on like Fox 5. Maybe there is. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I think just Portnoy.
You're right. I think it is just Portnoy. And did you hear he got banned or Barstool got banned from the Horseshoe from Ohio State campus?
It's funny.
Damn. I mean, it really is the best rivalry in sports, Michigan, Ohio State.
But, like, what is their reasoning? Like, how do you just ban people?
Portnoy, I don't know. He's just public enemy number one. He just trashes the hell out of them. I don't know. They're so butthurt over him. But That's how big that rivalry is. They won the title and they're still so hurt by losing to Michigan. It's insane how big that game is, you know. So
the big one,
and it's in Michigan this year. So a lot of pressure on Ohio State.
Yep.
So we'll see. Before we part ways, anything else on college that we didn't get to?
Not college, but I don't know if you guys watched the America's Team documentary. It's incredible. Like, I couldn't take my
I heard it's off. Really good.
Holy cow.
I didn't watch it yet.
I couldn't stop.
Maybe P&A watch it. Maybe I'll tell him to turn it on.
The interviews, the music, all of it. It was tremendous.
Okay.
How many episodes?
Yeah.
8 1-hour episodes. I plowed through it in 2 days. I wasn't feeling that great anyway, so like I stayed on my couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really think it gives the last dance a run for its money.
Wow. Yeah, that's what Simmons said.
I agree with that totally.
Oh man, I can't wait to watch now. So I'm gonna make P&A put it on.
So it's about the whole history of the Cowboys or just the 90s?
It basically starts from when Jerry Jones bought the team. It's a little bit of a Jerry Puff piece, especially at the beginning.
Okay.
But you do see both sides of it. Like, it's not, they don't just focus on all the positives. There's a lot of negatives and a lot of players and coaches that had been there dislike him. I mean, some obviously respect him and like him. And he definitely changed the sport, but it's really good. But you get a lot of nostalgia, too, from some of the old games and the old players and stuff like that. So it's really fun.
Okay.
The one thing I'll say is, like, Michael Irvin is, like, larger than life, right? And he's like, oh, you're like, oh, my God, this guy's a rock star. And then like Dion comes out, and it's like, oh my god, he's like even bigger. There's like a lot of big personalities on that team.
That Cowboys,
I can see why they were so popular.
Yeah, I mean, just think of all the people our age who are Cowboys fans because of that
team. Yep.
You know, so yeah, they you know, and they haven't been good since. I mean,
no,
they right? Haven't. They haven't.
They
even
were
made a,
so popular growing up. It was crazy.
It was like, crazy.
School. Yeah. Everybody had the jersey. I had the jersey. I got the Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt, right? Oh, everyone wow. had Emmitt.
Yeah.
I mean, they still are. I mean, you go to a Jets or Giants game against the Cowboys, and half the stadium is Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
You know, I know a bunch of Cowboy fans. It's they really are yeah, like
a lot.
And they haven't been good. You know, like, I remember there was, like, a ton of, like, Bulls fans in the 90s, too, like, in New York.
Yeah.
But, like, that dissipated. Like, I feel like
big it was more that was like a Jordan thing.
Yeah, but Cowboys, those fans kind of, they stayed loyal.
Kind of ironic that both of those teams, like, have done nothing since.
Right? Like, Cowboys haven't made even a conference championship.
They haven't. I feel like they've still been better than the Bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Bulls, I mean, the Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, like,
yeah, I guess that team was pretty good.
Did they ever make it to a conference championship, though?
I don't think
With Thibodeau?
I don't think so.
Maybe one.
Maybe once, yeah, if that. So, yeah, the mighty have fallen. All right. So,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Football.
Ready for college. Obviously, next week.
What, you guys play any fantasy football?
Yeah, I got a two.
I'm a
Ryan in the Ryan's
league. Yeah. Oh, great. That's awesome. That's probably the most intense league.
Yeah. When is the draft for that? Next week?
Sunday.
Lap dance league is Sunday, yeah.
Sunday, okay.
I'm doing one work league. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
12 man PPR.
Well, I think it's been a minute for you, Tone.
Yeah, I haven't done NFL fantasy in years.
Well, Tone, you won last year for NBA.
I know. I got to keep it going.
Every year, I say that fantasy ruins the NFL season for me. I can't watch the games. I hate it. And then I do it, and I love it.
And then you do, like, wait, who is, what did you send us, Juice? Who was, Michael Bublé? He's in, like, 9 leagues or something.
Oh, eight leagues.
That's incredible.
How crazy that's is incredible. That?
And he's not even American. He's Canadian.
Michael Bublé.
No, that's like that's insane.
That's stupid.
Like,
yeah.
You have guys going against guys on your opponent. Like you have them on other teams.
Yeah,
it's like
that's stupid. Nah. That's stupid. Yeah, I don't.
But you know,
I think like
I will
two to three
some,
is the max.
Yes.
Some leagues, like I remember when I got a job and I was working in banking, like some of those leagues they were big pots. Like there was one league I knew about. It was. I don't know if it was within one bank or multiple banks. The buy-in was $100,000.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you even who takes that money?
Those probably all like those are probably all like hedge fund. That was like a hedge fund.
It was crazy. Yeah, and crazy. they had people like run analytics for them and do this. it's more of like it's a stats thing. It's a stats play. It's not.
Yeah, but just like that, your guys can get hurt and that's it, you know.
Yeah,
every year going into these drafts, I like listen to podcasts and read articles. This year I did nothing, zero, didn't even look at one article. But I was in a draft last night. By round 8 I was like, I have no idea who any of these players are.
I know, it just gets
it's
to
so
the point.
It's so hard now because like these everyone uses like 3 running backs. They have you know, constant like 5 wide receiver sets. Like it's so different now than what it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got like defensive guys coming on just for touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Not easy. So we'll see. Should be fun. Yeah. So we'll be back next week.
First game is Dallas,
Thursday.
Right? Philly?
Dallas. Philly.
Thursday. Oh, that's the first game. Dallas, Philly.
Yeah, yep. And then Friday there's a game, and then Sunday. Regular.
Oh, Brazil game, right?
Yeah.
You going, Paul?
I wish. I mean, I'll be there in October, so I wish I knew it was
be back. Nice.
It was maybe next year we can plan it because if they keep on doing it every year, I would love to go.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
It's a good game too. Chiefs versus who is it? Chiefs and who? Chiefs and Chargers. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah. yeah, so we'll get all into it next week.
Sure.
So all right, we're back, fellas. So enjoy the games this weekend, and take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
Later.